The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLorente. And I'm joined by my SmackDown Matters correspondent, Miss Didi Jonet.
Hi, friend.
What's going on, friend? Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Memorial Day week. Happy 3-day weekend for the lucky people.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Hopefully, that's everybody.
Hopefully. But I think we got some people in the medical field in the WrestleCast family. So.
Yeah. Thank y'all for being, you know, on the front lines, taking care of folks young and old.
Especially old.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Because the Rona is coming for the folks.
Yes, the vulnerable folks. Mm-hmm. So, how have you been since last week, since I talked to you?
Since last week, what has happened in my life? I have been in the house. Change of scenery has been zero. I feel like I'm getting more sunlight, though. Like, I don't know, maybe it's getting closer to summer. And so the sunlight is coming through my house. Oh, I've imbibed less coffee. Yeah. I missed an important meeting. Yeah, because I was asleep. Yeah. Because I went to sleep at 6 in the morning. That was great.
So let's talk about you not being responsible. What was going on that kept you up till 6 in the morning?
Literally nothing. My sleep schedule is so fucked
up. I was just about to ask you about that.
It's just the sleep schedule. It wasn't anything fun. It wasn't anything, like, I could be like, let me tell you what happened. It was literally nothing. It was that I had too many days of taking a midday nap, or there was a day that I took, like, a nap at, like, 8 and I woke up at 9, and then that means I can't go to bed at 12, or maybe I go to bed at 2. So I'm in the bed at 2. I'm not asleep. I'm looking out and I'm like, wait, my room is getting light. It's 6 in the morning. I said, oh my god, I knew I had a meeting at 11. I set my alarm for 10:30. Do you know I slept directly through it? I was like, oh my god. Oh, and do you know my petty ass familial family member? We work for the same company, so we were on the meeting, or we would have been in the meeting together. And so we do a group chat 3 days a week. So there was one that afternoon, she was like, were you in the meeting? I was like, no, I sure was not. And she was like, what? I was like, oh, I don't have a good excuse, but I can tell you it was not on purpose. Like, I was like, I don't have a good excuse. I said, so what happened in the meeting? You know, she said, ask your boss. I said, what? She said, ask your boss. I said, oh, wow. So we had like a whole family argument in front of like everybody on the group chat. Because it was like, or on the Zoom, I should say. Because it was like, you just gonna like...
I couldn't even hide it behind the door nowhere.
I was like, wow. And so the funny thing is, the people like you, they were like, she really not gonna tell you? I was like, she's really not gonna tell me. I was like, because she's petty. Like, it was like all of the family arguments just like out for people. So you know, like when people argue in public and you're like, ooh, that's awkward. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, but on a Zoom in front of 5 other people. And then it was just like, oh, this is awkward. And I was like, well, let's talk about fun stuff. What about alcohol? Like, let's move on.
Wow. Well, you
and you know, I still don't know what they talked about.
You reverted back to college age, Didi?
Oh no, it's my age, because old me would have been like, well, you always do this, blah 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 blah. I probably would have hung up. Really, really. Old me would have hung up. knew me was just like, oh, wow. And I was like, well, be yourself. And everybody was like, ooh. And she was like, ooh. And I was like, what? I was like, be yourself. And she was like, wow, you see? And I was like, yeah, they do see. Anyway, oh, I was so angry. I was pissed because a few months ago there was a meeting and she should have been in the meeting. Her ass was not in the meeting. You know what I did?
Filled your end on what was in the meeting?
No, more than that. I slipped out of the meeting, called her ass and said, you should be in the meeting. Why aren't you in the meeting? And she was like, oh, thank you. And then you know her ass did? Called into the fucking meeting. So you goddamn right I was pissed. I was so angry. I was like, how dare you? Let you miss another meeting. I'd be like, oh, she wasn't there. Let anything else happen that she don't know about. I'm going to ask your boss. Girl. Please. Oh, I was so mad at her. But yeah, that's literally been the only highlight. Everything else is the same. Yeah. 3 days a week drinking, pretending like I watch SmackDown, pretending like I watch AEW, absolutely watching 90 Day Fiancé.
You be watching AEW because your man be on there.
He came back and he was looking real cute.
I know
you know. Who told me he was married? I was like, get that devil work out of my face. Like, I did not need to know that. It was so hateful of her. I think it was Jade.
I saw your declaration for if outside is open for Halloween, it's official.
Oh, it's a done deal. But the thing of it is, it probably won't be open for Halloween.
It's going to be open through 4th of July or like right up until Halloween.
Yeah, maybe earlier. I don't know.
Maybe early November. You might get the first week of November in there.
I mean, okay, maybe I'll be in the spirit. Even if we're stuck in the house for Halloween, maybe I'll still dress up. But it just defeats the purpose when you can't go drinking with your friends.
Yeah, it does.
And you probably can't go drinking with your friends in October because people are out today. Like, what's a mask? I don't know her. You know what I know? 2 feet of social distance. You know what I know? Boardwalks. Like,
yeah, Jesus. The North Carolina did their like opening of phase two, so like restaurants and all that good stuff, like salons by appointment and stuff like that, pools, stuff like that. Highest outbreak in one day.
Exactly. Of course. And it's like, it's only going to get worse because that's actually, that's a normal thing by appointment, which means I knew you were coming, which means I cleaned for you to come. You didn't bring a whole bunch of people around and yet and still.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like people are like, oh, it's nice, it's this, it's that, it's getting better. It's like, honey, it's about to be warm. You know, people don't give a shit about the rules when it's hot outside. Like, it's easy to tell somebody stay in the house if it's 55 degrees, if it's 60, if it's 65. You get a good 75 degree day with sunshine, they are not staying in the house. And then you tell them they can go to the boardwalk, but just stay apart from each other. First of all, people don't know about social distancing on a great day. Like, you're too close. Back up. Back up. So, I figure if I can stay into the house until 4th of July, everybody who didn't do what they were supposed to do should be infected and, like, sick and recovered by the time I need to come out of the house.
You gonna have your red, white, and blue bikini on with your American flags?
Who wears bikinis?
Oh, well, boy shorts or something?
Celebrate. First of all, I'm still not going outside, so no. Oh, but I do got shorts. Oh, but I've lost weight since then, so who knows if the shorts fit. And then that's the other thing. It's like, I want to buy, because listen, I buy things from Fashion Nova, and Fashion Nova will email you daily and be like, don't you want to buy things from us? You do. All our shit's on sale. You should buy from us. And it's like, I would love to. Where am I going that I need new clothes? Like, for all I know, by the time I'm free, I'm in a whole nother season, so it don't even make sense to buy summer clothes. Like, I don't know. I want to, but I can't justify it to myself.
Well, you have to make sure that you use this year to kind of get your baseline, you know, finish dropping what you're going to drop, and then next year you can start with the new wardrobe stuff.
Yeah, I really, it's just, right now seeing where we can go. I know where I am. Where I am is pretty level. Like, I'm not totally losing it. I'm not totally gaining. I'm also not working out because I'm lazy. So it's like, if this is what it is, that's cool. But I want to lose a little more weight. You know, I'm trying to have an oops baby in the next couple years. I'm trying to, you know, you got to gain weight when you're pregnant, allegedly. Like, you know, it's a whole thing. So I want to be lower so that when I gain weight, I can be back here. Okay. It's a lot. It's a lot of planning for an oops baby. I know,
seems like there's a lot of thought and planning going on here.
I'm getting old. The eggs is almost scrambled. You know, I shouldn't say that. Then my baby really will come out afflicted. But, you know, you got to think about these things.
I understand. You know what else we got to think about?
What?
What happened on SmackDown this week?
Child, who knows? Oh, yeah, I know.
You do know.
Somebody gave me the notes. But like I said, I saw it. So, you'll be shocked to learn that SmackDown came from the Performance Center. Once again, there was a Memorial Day package to start the show, basically showing a whole bunch of troops looking middle distance and like a Ronald Reagan quote. I don't know why him, but sure. Whatever. We shift over to the dirt sheet. Miz refuses to acknowledge that Otis is Mr. Money in the Bank. Miz says that people like Braun enable Otis. Why do you always talk about enabling when it comes to fat people? They are so rude. They talk some mess before we
die. They watch a lot of 700, my 600-pound life.
Exactly. They be like, you enable. You fat. You give her the food. But it's like, oh, this is nimble. He can get the food himself. But, ooh, pregnant. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be watching 90 Day Fiancé, too. Okay. They talk some mess before we dive deep into the hand puppets to make fun of Braun, followed by a Barbie version of Mandy Rose. So the hand puppet, that wasn't Bray?
No, they were just showing like little clip, like, you know, caricatures.
Oh, I thought it was Bray. He seemed like the type who would have hand puppets. I must have had my headphones on. I missed it. Braun comes out to scare Miz and Morrison. He tosses some chairs because who needs chairs? Nobody's here. He says hello to Miz and Morrison. Braun says they're kind of funny and the show is not half bad. So thanks for having him on. They say that they never booked him and they don't have questions for him. And Braun said he wants them to ask him about Bray Wyatt and his puppets. Maybe that's why I thought it was... Miz wonders if Braun thinks Bray is done with Braun. And he says that he's fought Bray. He's like a sickness. Bray sent him spiraling down into the lowest point of his life. And then John saved him. Braun isn't so lucky. John says Braun, that's a lot of alliteration. John says Braun isn't half the man Miz is. Right, because he's twice the man Miz is. Literally. Anyway. Braun got lucky last week, but if he got in the ring with the Miz, he'd knock him on his ass. So Braun wonders if this is a challenge, and Miz tries to back out of said challenge. Braun says he wants the match and he wants a ref and offers his hands to Miz freely. So, there's a match. Guess when it starts?
Right now.
Oh my gosh, how'd you know?
I just had a guess. I just had a hunch.
Look at you. Genius level. So in the match, Miz goes for the DDT, but Braun lifts and sends Miz into the corner. Braun then tosses Miz across the ring and hits a splash to the corner. There's a right hand to Morrison, and then there's Braun with a suplex to the Miz. Braun delivers a pop slam cover for the win. Shocking, I know. So, Morrison gets on the mic and tells Braun that he won a singles match tonight and a tag match last week, but at Backlash, they know what he can't do, and that's beat the both of them at the same time for the Universal Championship. Why would he sign up for that?
Because Braun wants to show that, you know, he's a dominant champion.
Oh, that everybody can get these hands?
Yes.
You know how I feel about my champions, and they're just like, no.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, it fills me with joy. I bet you won't fight me and my best friend. I sure won't.
Braun is not having any of that. He's a
fighting champion.
Yeah, bring on all comers.
My logical has to be like, no, go back to the end of the line. I beat both of you. You beat somebody else and then we'll talk about it. You ain't gonna sucker me in a no match. Anyway, AJ Styles with the good soccer mom hair is because it's still soccer mom hair, is here for his match.
Let me make an announcement.
Yes.
AJ Styles has re-entered the land of Miss Didi Jonet. So I don't know if you guys have a new agreement on his leasing situation.
Oh, he's month to month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Subleasing here.
Yeah, I don't know about him. I can't really keep him around like that. So just we revisit every 30th and be like, one more month? Okay, great.
Okay.
You sure? Okay. You don't want to go? No. Okay. I guess because it's about the same, because it's not like we're a traveling institution now. So it's just Mondays versus Fridays. I guess Fridays work better for him. It's all the same to me at this point, I guess.
Because this is still the house that you built, right?
It's still my house. And it's Rona times. You have to take what money you can get. You know, like that part isn't covered in the stimulus for me. So I can't just leave money on the table.
Right.
That wouldn't be smart.
I feel you.
I mean, I guess. But anyway, he's out here ruining my vibes because he's got a match with Shinsuke. It's part of the Intercontinental Championship Tournament match. Again, they have taken the title from our fair ginger, Sammy. And this is the results. So, Shinsuke lifts AJ, but AJ drives some knees to the head. Shinsuke lands a kick. Nakamura flies off the second rope with a kani. Shinsuke's hype. He's waiting for AJ. He's running with the Kinshasa. He only gets a two count. He calls for another Kinshasa, but AJ rolls him up. Pin for two. Then there's a triangle from Shinsuke. AJ's fading, but he lifts up and he's single-armed. Styles clashed him. There's a pin for one, two, no. Very close. Maybe two and a half. So AJ's on the apron. Shinsuke rushes, but Styles kicks. And then Styles hits the phenomenal forearm and he gets the win. You know, I feel like the phenomenal forearm is like the people's elbow. Like, when you think about it, why would that be a winning move?
It's a springboard. And, you know, if you've ever been elbowed, it'll ring your bell.
But I just feel like when you do that, be like, oh, and you would like curl over and not have your shoulders pinned. But that's just me. I don't get in fights. I have people for that. So I don't know. Not sure. Anyway, there's a recap of last week's Charlotte promo. Backstage, Sasha and Bailey have a chat about Sasha not being ringside for the match. Sasha's like, I wasn't going to let what she said affect me. I was going to come out. I don't mind. But Bailey says people don't think that she can beat Charlotte by herself and she wants to prove them wrong. So Sasha's like, okay, girl, have fun. During the match, Bailey goes to the top rope. There's an elbow drop and there's a pin for two. Bailey yells at commentary because, you know, they're annoying. And then turns to Charlotte, who is begging for her to bring it on. There's some chops to Charlotte and Charlotte is all smiles, screaming for her to beat her. I feel like if I had spent as much money as Charlotte clearly did on her teeth, I would smile too. She's like, you're gonna, like, you know how when Cardi was like, got a bag and fix my teeth? I think that's like what Charlotte's into. Like, you're going to see these teeth.
I totally thought you were gonna take that a different direction.
Oh, what?
I thought you were gonna say, if I paid the money that Charlotte paid for her chest.
Oh, she wouldn't be doing, yeah. Well, I thought about that too. But maybe it helps them settle. You know, they say you're supposed to massage them down. I don't know. Listen, you always got to go left to center. Always keep them guessing. Anyway. So Charlotte's smiling. So Bailey gets some more chops and calls Charlotte sick. Bailey hits chop after chop and then grabs the leg and spins for the figure four. But Charlotte hits her. Uses her right hand to hit her face. Charlotte gets up, gets some chops on Bailey. Some more in the corner. And then she rolls Bailey up. But Bailey reverses. They're VV close to the ropes. So close, in fact, that Bailey goes from holding Charlotte's tights to holding the second rope. for the win. Now, why didn't Charlotte just reach her hand out and grab the bottom rope?
Because she was too tucked under. It was a good deal by Bayley. She had her hands, she had her foot in the way.
Okay, good. I just want, because she was close enough, but if her hand couldn't reach, then that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, Bayley, we love a heel tactic, don't we?
Well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So, I'm a very big fan of that.
That was a good, like, 30 minutes of wrestling show right there between Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles, and then right behind that, Bayley and Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. That was a really good, like, the Miz and Morrison and Braun. But yeah, that next 30 minutes, that was really good shit.
Next is the undercover lovers Sonya and Dolph versus the iconic couple Otis and Mandy Rose. I still think Sonya got a crush on Dolph because I don't see the point otherwise. Anyway, Mandy makes a hot tag to Otis, in comes Dolph. Otis has a clothesline, a big press slam, and a slat and splash into the corner. There's another splash that gets stopped with an elbow. Otis catches Dolph and sends him into the corner. There's another splash and Dolph falls down. He's about to hit the big worm, but Sonya tags herself in. So Mandy runs in, hits a few rights, and sends Sonya into a corner. Then she lands a knee and hits the ropes. There's another knee to the face. She covers, only gets a 2 count. Outside of the ring, Otis and Dolph are going at it. There's a double underhook from Mandy, but Sonya escapes and then Sonya hits a knee, followed by the running knee to the back of the head, and gets the pin for 1, 2, 3, and wins. So, Dolph runs into the ring as Otis checks on Mandy and super kicks him in the face.
You didn't have to do Otis like that.
I mean, if we're going to do it, bang, bang.
That was good, too. Sonya Deville trying to advance her way up the ranks. And this, you know, trying to become a real threat. You notice that Mandy had on the blue jean denim to go with. She's taking Tucker's place.
Aww. Poor Tucker.
So,
is he injured or is he just boring?
I don't know. I don't know if Vince likes him as much as he likes Otis.
He seems he's actually handsome, but he seems like there are no thoughts in his head. You know what I mean? He's just like, if you said something to him, he'd be like, huh? That's what he feels like to me. Like, not a problem, just kind of there. Allegedly, like they're in space only, just like not really, but I could be making that up, assumptions and all that. Anyway, backstage Jeff Hardy talks about his love for the IC title and how it was the first title he won as a singles competitor. If he won it again, everything would come full circle. What better way to get there than to beat the bully that tried to tear him down? So tonight, his path of one last blaze of glory runs through Sheamus, the ginger. So then there's an interstitial about the Forgotten Sons, and they give a viewer discretion warning. They talk about tough times and their blood being on our hands, and it's only fair that our blood is on their heads. Who are they? Why do you think we did something wrong to them? We don't even know them. You know what that reminds me of?
What does?
Remember in Endgame or the other one? Endgame.
Okay.
I think it's Endgame. And Scarlet Witch comes up to old boy, Thanos, and she's like, you took everything from me. And he's like, I don't even know who you are. It's very bad. It's just like, huh? How is your blood on our hands? Who are you? We don't know you. Hey, those aren't your worst dads. So we don't have a history. Or do we? Who can know? Anyway, I guess it's your final match of the night. It's Sheamus versus Jefferson Hardy. Is his name Jefferson? I feel like it's not. But I like that better anyway.
giving man a brand new name.
I do that a lot. I've done that to a few people. A few friends, my nephews, my friend's dog. Yeah, I do that to a lot of people. I like my names better. What can I say? I told you I call my nephew Ezekiel. His name is Isaiah.
pretty sure his mama is just thrilled with that.
I don't care. This is your son. You can call him what you want to, but I'm going to call him Ezekiel.
So I'm the auntie.
I was like, that's my nephew. I'm going to call him what the hell I want to. Oh, like, God. I changed his diaper too. Fuck you mean. So what happened was, I had been doing that. She never said she had a problem with it. Nobody ever really did. But I'm the only one who calls him that. So he was like 3 or 4, and he did something. And I said, Isaiah. And he said, you never call me Isaiah. I was like, that's right. You don't ever act like this. And he was like, oh, so I'm gonna act up, you'll call me Isaiah. I was like, yeah, let's go with that.
that's a fair trade.
Yeah. So it's like, he knows if he hears Isaiah, he done fucked up somewhere along the way. I don't call him that. And I tried to do it with my other little nephew, but he's a boring ass child. And he was like, I don't like that. And I was like, okay, so what do you want me to call you? And he was like, John. I said, I'm not calling you John. His name is Camden. Why would I call him John? I was like, no, it doesn't work like that. So I still call him Camden. But anyway, I digress. About this wrestling. So it's, again, the IC tournament match. Jeff sends Sheamus to the outside, and he's walking the barricade. There's a clothesline from the barricade. The ref count, because you know they're outside of the ring, is at 5. And then Jeff sends Sheamus into the ring. Jeff goes to the corner, flies off with a swanton, but Sheamus has the knees up. So you know that hurts. There's a cover by Sheamus for 2. And then there's a huge running knee from Sheamus, and he covers for another 2 count. So Sheamus goes into the corner. He screams brogue, so he's going for the brogue kick. Jeff ducks. Sheamus picks him up. But then Jeff rolls Sheamus up, and he gets the win. Yay and things.
Man, Sheamus was whooping his ass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You love to see it. So I wonder, is that the finals, or yeah, is there still...
No. That was the end of the first round.
Could it be AJ versus Jeff, or is there another?
Let's see. It was Daniel Bryan. He won the match. We just had AJ win his match. We had Jeff Hardy win that match. And what was the first match?
Oh, I see it.
Was it Baron Corbin?
Yeah, Corbin versus Elias.
Okay.
So I saw the
the brackets.
The bracket. So it'll be Daniel Bryan is the one who won, right?
Yep.
So it'll be Daniel Bryan versus Jeff Hardy. And then it'll be AJ versus Elias. Oh. That means Elias is gonna lose. That's not nice. I want Elias to win.
They're probably gonna try to give us the epic Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. That would be fun.
You don't think they'll do Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles?
No. I don't know. They might, though, just because they've been investing on this comeback story for him.
Either way, it doesn't include Elias. It's so sad. Elias deserves championships. He doesn't, but I want that for him. Like, I want him to have a championship. Has he had a championship?
Yeah.
Wasn't he like a tag champ at some point? I know he was 24/7 champ at least once.
Yeah, he was.
I want more for Elias. I feel like if you look that good, you should have things.
I think the good things will be coming to him. You just have to be patient, man.
He's 32. All these people are getting old. Like...
His time is coming. If Braun finally had his... I mean, look how long we waited for Braun.
That was a travesty, too. Braun Braun should have been big shit when he dropped the whole fucking ceiling on Brock Lesnar. Remember when he did that? Remember when he went into the back and just dropped the whole fucking world on Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, I do.
It was great. He should have been champion right then.
There's been no word on when your man is coming back.
Who?
Roman, but he said he's ready. He said everybody was like, oh man, you was being selfish. She was like, nah, not really. He was like, man, my wife just had twins. I gotta be careful.
That's right. Gotta be careful. And also, you gotta change them diapers. Like, get to work.
You heard that Jimmy has a bad knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's gonna be out. I think Naomi might be getting ready to turn heel, maybe.
With Yay.
This Dana Brooke nonsense they keep portraying.
I'll tell you what, you had me consistently lose to Dana Brooke. I might turn heel too. How dare you?
So yeah, that's the kind of the other stuff that I got going on in the background of SmackDown. It's not really in the forefront. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks here, we start getting a few more people showing up on the roster.
Yeah, it's been about that time. If everybody's self-isolated and they can make their way down there, it should be okay.
Yeah, so get some new stories and see some new faces than the ones that we have been seeing in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Freshen it up just a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you got anything else to add about SmackDown, you can give your shout-outs and thank yous.
Nothing net new about the good old SmackDown. Shout-out to Jade. Shout-out to Tati. Shout-out to Jay, the K-pop Connect. All my other WrestleCast girls, Laura, Angelina, what's her name? Who's my little problematic child down south? What's that girl's name? Littlefoot.
Oh, Alexa her. Littlefoot?
Yeah. She always be getting into arguments with people. Every time I see her. She'll usually be wrong, though, so that's one thing I could say. At least she's on the right side of life. Shout out to the chairman. Shout out to Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs. Shout out to Greg and the baby and Sam and you, of course.
Thank you very much, Miss Didi Janae. Thank you to all the listeners for subscribing to the WrestleCast. Please share, rate, and review. And also, if you want to be a guest on this show, you do have to submit a rating or a review to talk to Miss Didi Janae about SmackDown. Those are the rules. Please subscribe to the Dark Match over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Go listen to me and Miss Simi review AEW Dynamite. We're going to be talking about Dynamite and Double or Nothing on the upcoming show for next week. So please, please, please check that out. And you'll probably hear some comments from Miss Didi Janae talking about, the Corona life a little bit more as well. So always some fun things going over there on the Dark Match. Also, check out The Push from Hill Heat Podcast over on the Dark Match as well. So there's content over there for you guys. Please subscribe to that. Become a patron. Help the podcast out. Keep it free each and every week over on CSPN.us. So for my SmackDown Matters correspondent, Miss Didi Janae, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been Episode 7 of SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
AJ, first off, congratulations. But it's been over a year since you've been on SmackDown, so how did it feel to be back on the blue brand?
Back on the house that AJ Styles built? Is that the blue brand you're talking about? Oh, I'm more than back. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to beat anyone who steps in the ring with me, and I mean anyone. I gotta redeem myself. I gotta redeem myself. No one gets buried alive and comes back like AJ Styles. And I hope, you know what? I hope The Undertaker hears every word I'm saying. What are you going to say?
Well, and that was my follow-up.
Sure it was. Sure it was. That's all I've been thinking about. Of course it was. It's all anyone has talked about. In fact, I'm done talking.